Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is AppSats Radio, help for partners after sexual betrayal. We talk about it here.
Betrayal trauma.
We are AppSat certified clinical partner specialists and coaches who have been trained to help navigate you through this crisis. There is nothing we won't talk about.
Sometimes listeners want to know about triggers.
I'm dealing with the aftermath of my husband's affairs, and he still works the same job that he did when he was acting out. It's a job that allows him to hide his goings-on and one that he stated was the previous trigger for his acting out. The whole 16 and a half years we've been together, he's acted out. In the beginning, what I thought it was just pornography. It ended up being, I found out 2.5 years ago, he had been with multiple prostitutes. I only found out a very small portion of that until about a month ago. How do you cope with all of that when you still have to deal with unavoidable triggers?
Well, of course you would feel traumatized by hearing all that information. And I got to tell you, Stephanie, that's a staggered disclosure. That's finding out little bits and pieces about your husband's behavior throughout a time period, making you feel insecure, unsure, and unsafe. So what we got to do is set up a situation whereby you get with a specialist to do a formal disclosure so you can hear everything at one time in a safe environment.
Yes. It's so important. That's what we at AppSats really believe. We want things to be as safe and stable for our listening audience as possible. That's why we do the show. That's why we interview experts in the field. And I got to tell you, AppSats is putting together a conference for professionals. And I know there are coaches and clinicians all over the world that listen to the show. And that conference is going to be January 16th from 10 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. And it has amazing professionals that are going to be talking about their expertise. So if you are a counselor or a coach listening, go to appsats.org. That's APSATS.org and sign up. It's an incredibly reasonable conference, and you're really getting the premier professionals in the field. They've written the books. They've done the training. They're just doing amazing work, and what an opportunity for you. And for our partners out there, we promise that the next one will be for you. So we're just going to kind of go back and forth. We feel like we need to educate the world about what you're going through, what sexual betrayal is all about. And to do that, we kind of have to get with the professionals so that they don't do any harm, so that you are absolutely able to be in safe hands with no matter who. Do want somebody who's safe. You can always go to appsats.org, and you can get, if you will, to the directory and look for somebody in your city or state. If there is nobody, then look for a coach, because that coach will 100% know exactly how to handle you, handle the relationship, and handle that partner betrayal that you've been reeling from. We know it is the greatest wounding of your life. That being said, I am so excited to have two specialists that have made it their mission to work with you, and they've shifted their whole life. So I'd like for each one of you to introduce yourself. I will start with Gail. Gail, if you would tell our listening audience about you and then hand it over to Judy, and then let's talk about what you two women are doing.
Sure, absolutely, Carol. Thank you. My name is Gail Cassell. And I start out first by saying that I'm a wife. I'm a mother of two beautiful granddaughters, three amazing grandchildren. I am a partner as well, and I am a coach who's at that range.
Wow. Okay, so you know what it's like. That's one of the reasons you went into this field. And we call that post-traumatic growth. When you can make that shift from feeling unsafe to safe, doing all the work to grieve and get angry and mourn, and then, of course, get over there to partner sensitivity and post-traumatic growth. Congratulations.
And thank you.
You've got this beautiful partnership with Judy. So, Judy, would you introduce yourself?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm Judy, and I'm a certified professional coach. And I got to tell you, when I was a little girl, I never thought that I'd grow up to do this. I never thought, oh, I want to be a sexual betrayal trauma coach.
Mm-hmm.
I got here because I am a partner. And, you know, one of the worst days of my life was when I discovered. And it wasn't but 3 days after that discovery, I looked at my husband and I swore up and down that no one was going to do this alone, because I felt so alone and so much pain. And so I am, you know, it's surreal to say excited about any of this, but I am so excited to now be here and to actually, you know, this is coming into fruition, able to help other people. And it's now it's become my passion. So I'm a mom of four, I'm a wife. And I'm just want to say this again, how grateful and how surreal this whole experience has been, from on the ground to at the mountaintop right now. So,
well, I get that. And, you know, one of the things I love about you two as a team is that you want to help partners. In addition to wanting to help partners, you're also looking at the larger system. Just like I said at the very beginning of the show, we want to train professionals on knowing how to do this work. This is not your typical counseling or coaching. This is specialized work. And I know that you two have a passion for getting into the bigger systems, the churches, for instance. Well, I'm going to ask, Gail, can you share a little bit about the process that you've started to advocate for partners in the different systems?
Yeah, so through my own experience and beginning to lead groups mm-hmm. in my own church and reaching out into leadership there, I learned a whole lot, Carol. And so I had women coming through my group who were being harmed by things that were being said to them, done to them, and they actually were coming from a variety of churches and organizations. And as they came in, the comments came, and the inappropriate comments that were harming them came. I thought, okay, I prayed, I approached my church, I didn't feel a lot of movement, and one day God clearly said to me, educate them and this will change, educate them and this will change. And so that was the beginning of that journey, and I don't want to say that we were successful from the beginning, because we actually had a lot of doors closed on us, mm-hmm. and there were a lot of painful conversations, but I can tell you today, I thank God for those doors closing, because it then propelled us to move outside of the church. And we clearly heard God say there's so many more that need to hear. And that sent us on the journey of looking at other churches.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are going from that to, we've had invitations to other nonprofits to connect and partner and network. And in that networking, it's opened the doors to educate them, additional resources for the women as well. So we're networking as nonprofits, there's some government agencies, anywhere we can go, and anyone who will listen, we're talking to them, and we're giving them the education and session trip.
Well, I love that, because I know in our training in APSETS, we always talk about it's not just working with the partner, it's not just working with the coupleship, it is really advocating for this whole horrible sexual and partner betrayal that has occurred, and letting the bigger systems know, because sometimes they're the very first to find out about it. And we want them to be partner sensitive, and we want them to know what to do and who to go to. So, Judy, was there anything you wanted to add to that? Because you women have really proven that you are going to advocate.
Well, just absolutely, Carol, you know, just echoing that is our overarching, you know, desire, is to make sure when women go, their first stop, for me, it was my church. You know, for others, it might be at the YMCA, wherever they go, that the person that receives them knows, if they themselves can't help them on that they know where to send them to, where to refer them, so that they don't get further traumatized.
Mm-hmm. That is the greatest need here, to make sure they get to the right people. They don't get harmed.
Well, I so appreciate that. And so I have to ask you, because obviously you are known as G Coaching. And I thought, what would that GFY stand for? Is it God for you?
It is good for you, Carol. That came organically. Let me tell you about that real quick.
Okay.
So as we try to figure out, what are we going to name our business and our practice? Mm-hmm. What are we going to name our practice? And we wrote pages of just amazing little cliche names. And one day it hit me, what do we say all the time? What do we do? Because we are really true to ourselves. Who are we? What do we say? What did we feel? How did we see it? And we go back to that. And what we came up with, or one day actually I thought, I always say this, good for you. Mm-hmm. And I called Judy one day and I said, oh my gosh, what do you think? And she's like, oh, we say it all the time. We encourage these women and cheer them on. Good for you. All the time. So that's how that came about. Good for you.
I love that. So again, that's GFY Coaching, right? And here I thought it was God for you, which it is too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But everything with the two of you women start out with where you were at and what you went through to best know what a partner needs. And Good for You Coaching is that encouragement and support that the two of you offer when you do coaching with women, when you do coaching with partners, whether they just discovered or whether they've been in this thing 20 or 30 years. Tell me a little bit about why did you choose coaching and ultimate mission is. And I'll let actually Judy start first.
Sure. So, coaching, funny story, we chose coaching because we love access. We have been doing groups in our church for, we did 4 years. And as we went year after year, got more and more informed and the APSAPS model. And we really adopted that. And we were putting, even in our lay groups, just really using that. And as we got further in, we decided to take this further and go into APSAPS. And we wanted to sign up. And it said, well, you have to be a certified professional coach or clinician. And we were neither of those. So we became certified professional coaches, and we showed up at our school, and we told them, well, we're just here because we want to be there. So it was really that backwards way. We became coaches so we could be in the APSAC community because we believe that strongly about your mission, and that we want to adopt and use that as well with our ladies because we know it works, and we know that trauma-informed platform is just so critical. So that's why we became coaches.
And you know, APSATS was the first organization that looked at partner trauma as trauma. I mean, we used that filter. We didn't say this is a horrible thing and why are you acting this way. We knew that the wounding meant that there was trauma in most cases. And when a woman is in trauma, her executive functioning doesn't necessarily work, so she feels handicapped. She's like, what is going on with me? I am going crazy. And we also know that the body keeps score of everything that ever happened, and so it's really hard for her to function. Oh, look at that. I did not know that, but that is a key book on trauma. For anybody who's going to be watching this as opposed to listening to it, you're going to be seeing it on my YouTube channel. But what we do know for a fact is that it is so important for us to educate people about what it's like to be traumatized. And, Gail, you've got that book beside you, obviously as a support. Tell me what you know about trauma and what you know about that discovery period.
Yeah. So firsthand, my own experience, I've been married 42 years,
mm-hmm.
and my last discovery is where I hit the floor. Mm-hmm. I remember sitting at my table screaming and crying
mm-hmm.
and begging God to use me and to heal me. And I didn't even know what happened to me yet, Carol.
Mm.
But when I really started to dig into that and I realized for the first time ever, I wasn't getting up. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get up and move. And I'm a mover and a shaker for those who know me. I don't sit still.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a rock and roll kind of lady. But I was down and couldn't get up for mm-hmm. the first time. And so what does that do to us? It then causes us to dig in and start to find out what's wrong with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I started digging into every piece of anything I could find. And I found a lot of wrong information that didn't feel right. And I put that down. Mm-hmm. And then I found things that felt right and I picked it up. And what I learned, and a lot of that was the abscess, is there was trauma and plenty of it. And that I was living in this hypervigilant stage. And that's why I wasn't functioning. My brain was probably offline. There were so many things I was learning about myself. And I remember thinking, and I had some wise people say to me, a counselor, I got a great counselor, and a wise woman in my church, hey, you get well, because I proclaimed right then that God was going to use me to do something big in this.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to bring me through and do something. They said, you get well and you take care of you so that you can heal. So I took that time
mm-hmm.
to heal and to really get through that. Once I discovered, get up and get safe and get stable. And then, so I could keep moving. And that's how I got to the post-traumatic growth side. I took that time for me first, Carol. I didn't just jump in and start my class or my abscess or my training. I dug into every book I could find that was good and every podcast I could find, anything that made sense. And then I did the self-care and all the work that it took from me. But I learned it was the most painful thing that had ever happened to me. It was the deepest pain and the darkest place I'd ever been.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I describe it. But thank you, God, that I'm not there today. It was all that work.
Mm-hmm.
It was all that therapy. It was all that information. It was everything that I've done to get to where I am now, that I'm now in that post-traumatic growth stage. You know, I say that none of us have ever, we haven't arrived, right? This is about heaven, we haven't arrived. But I am not where I was. And I thank God today that he has me where I am. And he's using me to help other women
mm-hmm.
step through exactly what God's brought me through.
Well, and I know very clearly that that is one of your missions, is to let people know what you've been through and to advocate for them. And for both of you to have been through this, you're so inspirational to show partners that you can get through it. And you mentioned something about intentional self-care, and that really is the antidote to getting better, is when you focus on you and you do what you need to feel healthy. Now, as I think about your story and your journey, I know that you two really walked out of corporate life, if you will, to take this mission over. So, I mean, it's really like you made the decision that God was going to use you, and you'd forego the structure of an 8-to-5 job. I don't know what time you worked, but and the money to come over to the other side. So, tell us, if you will, Judy, a little bit about your practice. How can people reach you? What do you do that's different from other people's practices?
Absolutely. Well, first, I'd like to say from my end, so I am a stay-at-home mom. That is but my number. That's my job. Or, you know, and prior to all of this, that's what I did day and night, night and day. And that was my only focus. And now this whole world has opened up for me. And so I just wanted to iterate that. First, so for me, I'm not coming from corporate, but I am coming from that stay-at-home mom mindset, 4 young children. This has been the greatest, craziest ride of my life, mm-hmm. balancing that and juggling it. I made that, you know, sacrifice to leave my job a long time to stay home with my kids because they, you know, I was going to plug in this mission
mm-hmm.
and this, what has happened and what we believe needs to happen now for women who've gone through this is, it has taken a whole new seat in my life. It has become my whole family. I mean, this is all a passion of ours now. So I just wanted to iterate on that I'm not coming from the corporate world. I'm coming from this world in my home. And that's another reason why this is so important for me. And so our mission and what we do in our practice is we have a very great emphasis on groups. Because again, going back to that loneliness, of that, you know, that feeling of being alone and not having anybody to walk through this with, we believe that getting into a group and having that community where you can show up and the days that you don't even have the words, somebody else will be there to say that, who's walking through what you've walked through, who knows your pain, knows your struggle. That kind of healing is what we have found to be invaluable. So we really emphasize those groups. We have three different ones. You can find your tribe. So that's a support group where you can check in and just basically what's going on currently in your day-to-day. If you're having trigger issues or whatever's going on, you bring that, and we're there to support you. And the people around you are there as well, you know, the other group members. Small groups, no more than 10 ladies in a group, a safe, confidential setting, all on Zoom. So it's convenient. You can be in your closet. You can be in your car. You can be on your bed, wherever.
Uh-huh.
So it's open to anyone in that respect. But we also have the post-traumatic growth group. And that's for people who've been in recovery for a while, you know, that they are safe, they're stable, and they're ready to start dreaming again. They're ready to start, you know, focusing on what they want, their five-year plans, because for so long you can't see that. For so long you're surviving and putting one foot in front of the other. So this is for those women that are ready to start building and going out further. And then we have that safety group for partners, which is so critical, where you can come and learn about boundaries and what the heck does safety even mean. You know, in this instance, it's not just, oh, well, you know, he's not hitting me, so I'm safe, right? No. So we dig into all of that, and really a lot of education, but a lot of community and interaction with one another as well. And the one of the greatest parts, and I'll let Gail add to this, about these groups are the accountability. And people can get fearful about accountability, but there's a really that's part of that invaluable piece when you work on something each week. And next week, especially boundaries, because they're difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, people will find them very difficult. You set a boundary. You have the support, the encouragement of those around you. And then you know next week you're going to go back and you're going to talk about how that went. You have these ladies right there with you. It's a very helpful tool in that. So that's what we offer currently. And we also have one-on-one coaching, but we really like to emphasize those groups and the healing power of them.
Well, you're not kidding. I mean, we do know that groups keep you from feeling so isolated, and isolation is what partners usually do because they don't know who they can turn to. And if they've tried to trust somebody and it's gotten out or somebody reacted badly, it just really muddies up recovery. So, Gail, what would you add to what Judy said?
Yeah, she pretty much summed that up. I can tell you, Carol, from our own experience, I used to describe being in a group, even though we were leading. It was like the air I breathed. I could not live without it. And it was something that I looked forward to. At one point, we had three groups going during COVID because there were so many women coming, and we valued small groups so that everyone could be heard, everyone could be validated, and they didn't feel like one in a multitude of 20 or 30. And so we believe that we believe that we believe that they're essential for your healing. Get your counseling, get your coaching group, get your one-on-one. I will say the other thing with not everyone can get right into a group, and I have a few ladies right now that aren't ready, and so they come in for that one-on-one, and I can say from the beginning I start talking to them about community. And after about 2-3 months, I have a lady now who's ready to move into that. She was so alone and so isolated and just so wounded, and now she's ready to do that. So not everybody's ready, but boy, we start talking to them about groups when they come in one-on-one because we believe that that is absolutely essential in your healing.
Okay, so first of all, how can they get a hold of you? I'm sure they can Google coaching. Mm-hmm. How would you have them contact you, Gail?
So they can just get onto GFY Coaching, and all of our information is there about our groups. We do have a free consult on there. They can sign up for that consult. We do that intake process to see which group is appropriate if they don't know where they fit or if this is even the place for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they can contact us through our email, info@gfy.coaching.net.
So again, for our listening audience, that's info@gfycoaching.net. And one of you will email back and offer to speak with the person, offer to do that free consult. They can connect with you on Facebook, though, too, right? And Instagram?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go right on our page, www.gficoaching.net. We have all the links there to our Facebook page. And you can just, you know, type in GFI Coaching again on Facebook. They'll lead you right there. We're on Instagram, YouTube. I wanted to say as well, we have a private Facebook group. You know, so you can request to join that. This is a great place to go if maybe you're not ready to jump into other coaching and, you know, but you need connections. Request to join that private Facebook. It's Support Tribe for Women, Partners of Sex and Porn Addicts. So you search that, request, we'll approve and have you in. It's a great place to go, get resources, and have other women around you. And also, I want to say one more thing. We do, here's our mission. We believe that every woman who wants to get well, every partner who wants to get well, and they deserve the chance to do that. So we will work with you. We will do our best to work with you. So don't let your financial situation keep you from reaching out because healing is necessary for everyone.
Yeah, you know, we can't talk fees over the air. It's against the antitrust laws. But what I remember reading about your information is that you have such a strong mission to make sure that everybody gets the help they need, that you're willing to talk about how to scale down finances, how to make it affordable so that nobody says, I couldn't afford it, that's why I didn't do it. And again, your hearts are so into this work. What kind of feedback have you gotten from your clients? What do they say about the two of you?
Well, we have some reviews up on our website they can go and look at and take a peek. Oh, goodness. This is the hard part.
Well, can I say it shouldn't be. You guys have worked really hard, so I want you to own it. It will still see you as humble, but own it.
So I can say from the coaching realm, one-on-one and from groups, we've had things like, I can't imagine where I'd be without you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we would have done had we not found this group. I have one young lady that actually she came through our group and then I one-on-one coached and she said she started her business after that. She was not able to get moving and she actually got her yoga business in informed trauma yoga up and going.
Mm-hmm.
And without it, she said there's not a chance. We've had women come through who were on the cusp of should I stay or should I go, right? 50% of our women have divorced. We can kind of say that and be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say out of that, four of them in the past year remarried. Great men, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they said they wouldn't have been able to move past some of that. They had gone through divorce care groups and then came into our group and said we thought the divorce care was enough. And then came into the group and said, oh, my goodness, we had never worked on the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
We worked on the divorce and all the mess that goes with it,
mm-hmm.
but not that. And actually, out of that, marriages took place, two of them from that. But had they not worked on the trauma, they would have been walking into probably some just really harmful relationships again. And instead, they would have been very healthy and able to share their path and where they were and what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of it, Judy.
Well, we've watched a lot of transformation come through. It's just there, you have women that come in and can't even look up from their, you know, they're just staring at the floor the whole time, can't stop sobbing or crying. And so much shame. You can, a lot of women come in with a lot of shame.
Mm-hmm.
And the groups we were doing right before COVID, it was a year-long program. To watch from the beginning and then to the end was, it's what keeps you going in this business. This is a tough arena.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to watch these transformations. There's ladies now, like Gail has said, that they're now starting their business who are going, here is who I am, shoulders up, broad, and proud of who they are. And some will even tell you that they are stronger and better than ever before. And if it hadn't been for this awful devastation of sexual trauma, if it hadn't been for that, they wouldn't be where they are today. To watch that exceptional growth has been amazing.
Well, I know, and you know, it's very difficult. You would never want to say that to a partner initially because nobody would ask for this horrible ordeal. But truly, that's part of post-traumatic growth, that when you're on the other side and you're stronger, and most women have found a purpose. Again, it may not be coaching. It may be volunteering at their church. It might be starting a Bible study. It might be trauma yoga. I was thinking about how cool is that, that she incorporated trauma into her yoga practice. And I know a lot of my friends have incorporated 12-step work into their yoga practice. I mean, it's a spiritual practice. You were going to say, Gail?
She started looking at yoga in her business right before COVID. And as she came through our groups, it started to shift. And by the time it was over, she's just sharing Jesus all over herself. And when she got her business up, she was like, I want to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now giving back to women who have been through the sexual betrayal trauma as well. And that's what shaped and brought that trauma into her yoga, is that she herself had gone through it and she sees the need and she's passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just been amazing to watch. And actually, Brooke, I'm just going to say her first name, just shared her story with us. And Judy and I are looking to start our podcast as well. And we're going to share her story.
Mm.
Her story is amazing. And she really starts from where she was, where she thought she was doing pretty well, 6 years past an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, where she actually opened her business and how she got through. And she really shares the value of groups and one-on-one coaching. She's truly an amazing story.
Well, that is amazing. And when your first podcast comes out, let me know so I can let our other listening audience know so that we can get you up and running with extra listeners. And there is nothing more inspirational than a woman's story, her journey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did a partner's online course, and it's on post-traumatic growth. And I interview 7 partners, a couple, a male partner, so that makes 8. And I don't find that in my clientele, 50% divorced. I only find that about 25% divorced. But we also had a woman who had divorced, and everybody was talking about how they found their post-traumatic growth, because it's not about what really has happened to them. It's about what decisions they have made as a result. And this course is so inspiring because I've integrated into the course, what principles did they use? You know, did they use reframing where they say, how am I stronger and what have I learned? And that takes them out of the victim role and puts them into that empowerment. Or, you know, trust in a higher power when they feel so alone and they can't talk. I mean, thank goodness for groups like yours. You ladies offer it all. You offer individual, you offer groups, you're a resource, you'll send them to the right places. Can you think of anything else that you're doing that you want our listening audience to know about? We're thinking.
You know what, Carol? This has just been the coolest journey ever, and we wouldn't have said this at the beginning, but it feels like every week or so, and maybe even less than that, one thing after the next happens, the door opens, and then we take the next step. So here's where we are. We are taking the next step whenever the door opens. And right now, one of the things that has happened is we have this opportunity, and right now we're moving in that direction of becoming a nonprofit.
Mm.
And with that, we're connecting with more and more people who are saying they need what we're doing. And right now we can't say exactly what's happening, but I can tell you that as the door opens and we take the next step, there's been something behind each one of those doors.
Mm-hmm. Well, you ladies are go-getters, and we know that when this has happened to partners, their energy is zapped. They can't even take a bath, let
mm-hmm.
alone ever imagine that they would offer coaching or go into nonprofit. But you're living proof that that's what happens when you take care of yourself. You get with specialists who know what they're doing. You find your own tribe. I love that tribe thing. And I got to ask you, before we end, how did the two of you meet?
Go ahead. You can start with that.
Yeah. I feel like I'm talking.
I'll go ahead. You know, I'm going to be very honest. When I, really quick, when I found out I was the birth of my 4th child, I was 6 weeks postpartum, and I was devastated. I reached out to my church, and they sent me to CR, to the codependent room.
Hold on.
Which,
are you talking about Celebrate Recovery?
I am.
Okay.
I know that that's a common place, and that's where people, so that's where I was sent, and to the codependent room, which, you know, is obviously, again, that goes back to our mission of educating, but,
No, I'm just saying, did that fit at all, the codependency?
Of course not. It was awful. That's right. Of course not. But so I went in there and I said to them, I have no idea why I'm here. My husband is a sex addict and I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I was so blunt. And there's Gail across the way, about to jump out of her seat. It's the first time we laid eyes on each other. And she comes running after me at the end of the meeting. And I mean, she says, you know, she draws the link between the two. She says, we need to talk. We need to talk. And when I met her, and she, it was like, I wasn't alone anymore. You know, we met each other and it was God ordained. You know, I went there. It wasn't the best place. I should not have been in a codependent room. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't know what you didn't know. And by God's grace, I met Gail and we were able to walk this journey and together. And I don't know what we would have done. And once we met, we had a group. We created groups after we did our own wellness journey, a group after group, more women. It's just been magical. It's definitely been a God thing. And she and I are totally different. Two totally different areas in our lives. I'm a mom of four, you know, she's in a totally different phase in her life, and yet we've been thick as thieves and running this together, you know, for 5 years. So
are you a Mimi?
I am a Mimi, Carol. And I'm laughing as Judy says this because as I tell this story, only God. Could do what's been done here.
Mm-hmm.
Who takes a 35-year-old and a 62-year-old, and by the way, I should probably be retiring, and I'm starting a new journey.
Uh-huh.
So it's never too old, and I'm not quitting. I'm just starting to move forward in this, and I'm going to keep moving. But who takes two and puts us together this way? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He saw fit to put us together, and we complement each other in a way that we can't even, you're probably seeing that. But mm-hmm. We bounce. We really work well together. It's just been an amazing journey. We couldn't have asked for a better partner and a better business partner to do this with.
I know.
It's been amazing.
And you have been, you know, I'm learning pickleball right now. And the one strategy in pickleball that they say will win is when you and your partner tether up together. And so if you're moving up, you're moving up together. If you would think, well, no, somebody should be back. Somebody should... No, it's that wall of support you need to put the ball on the other side. And I can tell that you're really tethered. I agree with you that only God could have done this. But that is what I feel is so amazing about that post-traumatic growth, is that one day you realize, this, I never wanted this to happen to me, but this was meant to be, because now I am my true self and I'm stronger than ever. And ladies, I want to thank you for coming on. I want to know when that podcast is happening. I want to hear about your good works. I'm so excited to think that you might go into the not-for-profit world. And I know that partners that are listening today really have been inspired by who you are, what you've done, and also your belief in not only God, but in yourselves. Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you so much, Carol. It's been a privilege.
Oh, thank you. Well, I am a coach that, you know, because I am a coach. I am a coach that believes in the big ask. And when I met these women, I said, you know, if you ever want to do a podcast, check me out, you know, let me know. And sure enough, Judy's like, okay, we're ready, because we might be doing it ourselves. So we're ready to get on your show and see what it's all about. And, you know, I have another podcast that's all about me, but this really is an APSAT show. APSAT is the premier organization that trained us all and has opened the doors for partners to get the help and healing that they need. And so thank you for being part of our community.
Thank you for all you do.
All right. Well, as I say at the end of every show, there will only be one of you at all times, so fearlessly have the courage to be yourself. I hope these women inspired you today, and you can reach out to info@apsats.org, or you can reach out at info@gfycoaching.net, or you can reach out to Carol at carolthecoach.com. We're here to help. Make it a good one, and talk to you soon. It's all for AppSets.
For more information, go to AppSets.org, the Association of Partners of Sex Addicts Trauma Specialists, to find a professional in your area who is trained to help you after sexual betrayal.
Okay, babe, I'm done.